Do you like boots? I do too. I love the feel of the leather encasing my legs, hugging me with each and every step. I also love the way that boys like you stare at me when I walk in boots. Oh, you think you are hiding it. But I can see your eyes quickly move up from the floor when I turn in your direction. But don't worry. I said that I love it when you stare at my boots. Feel free to stare at my hypnotic boots all you want. But what I really love is watching a slave licking and kissing my boots. It turns me on to see their tongues going in and out, licking and worshiping my boots. Sit or lie back, relax and close your eyes so that I can show you a movie inside of your mind. Now, I want you to be completely relaxed so you can see the movie better. Make sure you are in a comfortable chair or lying down. Now, I want you to concentrate on your breathing. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. That's good. Just keep up the rhythm. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. While you're breathing, you will find yourself to be more relaxed. Relax your legs, your body, your arms, and now your head. If you haven't already, close your eyes. So that you can better see the picture I'm going to paint inside of your mind. There I am, Ms. Dominica, sitting in a comfortable armchair in my living room. There is a couch on my left and a window behind me with a white lace curtain. A cocktail table is in front of the couch, and there is a soft white carpet on the floor. A chandelier hangs overhead, but it is not lit. There's plenty of sunlight coming through the window. There's a scent of leather in the air, and I am wearing a black leather miniskirt. And a black leather corset laced together by a bright pink ribbon. And on my feet are a pair of shiny black leather boots reaching all the way up to my knees with 5-inch stiletto heels. My legs are crossed. With my left leg on the top, the toe of my boot is extended. Follow the direction in which my toe is pointed, and there, on the carpet, prone, about 6 feet in front of me, is a slave, looking lovingly at my booted toe. His wrists are bound behind him. And he is naked, save for a steel chastity belt and a pair of brown boots on his feet. You notice a square mark on the slave's ass. Is it a brand or a tattoo? It's hard to tell, but you can see what it says. Ms. Dominica's boot slave. Are you turned on yet? Seeing a booted slave worshipping a booted mistress? I'll bet you're getting hard already. Isn't that cute? I love it when a man gets hard over watching boots. It really turns me on. But I have to deal with the slave in front of me. Crawl to me, boot slave. Crawl to me and lick my boots. You must obey Dominica. The words, "I must obey Dominica," come out of his mouth, apparently by reflex. A look of pure lust and adoration appears on the slave's face. The slave slowly crawls forward, booted feet pushing, wriggling forward, eyes never wavering from my boots. You can see the slave's ass moving back and forth, moving towards me. Then, loving eyes. Gazing at my boots, the slave finally reaches me, and you can see his tongue and lips working, licking, and kissing my boots on the feet. On the feet and on the soles. You watch him sucking on my sharp stiletto heels. You can't take your eyes off of the sight of a slave licking and kissing the boots of a mistress who loves having her boots licked. You look up to my face and you see the pleasure I am experiencing. Yes, with me, you don't have to hide. I know you love boots, and I love them too. We can share in it. You see my slave taking the toe of my boot in mouth, sucking on it, lips wrapped around it. He appears to be in total ecstasy, licking, kissing, sucking, licking, kissing, sucking, licking, kissing, sucking. Now get a better view. You are now sitting on the couch, on the end next to me. Now I will help you visualize better, so you can actually be in the scene. All you have to do is relax. I put my right boot out for my slave to worship, and I put my left boot on the cocktail table right in front of you. I move my toe back and forth, watch the boot go back and forth, you see the table with the soft white carpet underneath, you can smell the leather from my boot going back and forth. You watch the light reflecting off the stiletto heel. Just feel yourself relaxing more. Just watching my boot. You know that I am smiling at you watching it. You feel like licking my boot yourself, don't you? Yes, you do. But I must warn you. I polish my boots with a drop. A drug that blocks your thoughts, but allows you to hear, so that the only thoughts you will be able to think are the thoughts I tell you to think. And that scares you, doesn't it? You have always fantasized about being enslaved by a dominant woman. With her boots. But now it's happening to you, and you are nervous. But there's no need to be nervous. Just watch the boot. It is becoming harder and harder to resist licking it. But I want you to lick it. I lift my leg in the air and lean forward. I put both hands on my foot and caress the boot from the bottom to the top, right in front of your face. Up and down, up and down, up and down. You feel your tongue almost involuntarily trying to leave your mouth while you fight the temptation. You feel your head going down, looking more closely at my boot. The sight of my shined black leather boots, the scent of the leather, are all going to your head. This is what you have fantasized about. This is what you have wanted. This is what gives you pleasure. You stare and stare. I lift the boot again, a little closer to your face. I know you want to lick my boot, don't you? And it's not like you're on your knees. You are relaxing on the soft, comfortable couch. You stare at my boots, getting more and more turned on. You know that it will enslave you, but you also know you want to be enslaved. You want to be my boot slave. Maybe even like the slave who was worshipping my other boot. He looks in such bliss. Maybe one lick, one little lick can't do that much. Is it getting too much to resist? Your tongue almost has a mind of its own. The boot comes to your lips and your tongue comes out. You can't help it. This is what you wanted. This is what you have fantasized all your life about. And now that you can have it, you are going to do it. You give my boot a lick, and it's just like you fantasized. You can taste the leather and a hint of sweetness. You have taken a bit of my mind-controlled drug. You feel it entering your body. It feels like a warmth is traveling through your body, like you have swallowed pure pleasure. It feels good. Your worries all go away. Your tongue comes out again and takes another lick of pure pleasure. You take my heel in your hand and you start licking more, feeling the pleasure flow through your body. That's right. Keep licking my boot. I love it when you lick my boots. I'm turned on when you lick my boots. Lick, kiss, and suck. Lick, kiss, and suck. My voice goes right through you. You start licking my boot with more passion. It feels so incredibly good. You feel the warmth traveling through your body. You feel your mind getting fuzzy. You are having trouble thinking, but you do not need to think through all the pleasure. The warmth is going through your whole body now and through your mind. You feel your thoughts slowing down while the words you hear go right inside. All you can do now is lick, kiss, and suck on my boots. My wonderful, sexy, intoxicating boots. Yes, it feels like the nerves in your brain are getting thicker and thicker. It is harder and harder for thoughts to go through, but my words come right in. That is fine. It's so much easier listening to my voice than it is to think yourself. You feel the paths for your thoughts getting thicker and thicker. I'm going to start counting. When I reach 10, your thoughts will be blocked. All you will hear is the sound of my voice. But focus on my boots. Just let my words flow into you. 1, your tongue is going all over the toe of my boot. You feel the nice warm drug coursing through your veins. You feel your mind getting warm and fuzzy. 2, you're losing track of the outside world. Your entire world is becoming your tongue licking at my boot and my voice entering your mind. Outside thoughts are disappearing. 3, my boots taste so delicious. You work your way to the top of my foot, licking off all the drug on it. And the more you lick, the better you feel. You concentrate on licking my boot. My words are becoming more and more and more a part of you as your brain becomes even fuzzier. 4, you are licking all around the sides of my feet. Your thoughts are becoming more blocked, but it feels so good. You want it to continue. You want to only pay attention to licking my boot. You still hear my voice, but it is no longer from outside. You hear it from inside your mind. 5, your entire will is focused on licking my boot. It feels so good, finally being able to lick the boots of a woman who wants you to. Let my words just flow through you. You can barely think your own thoughts anyway. 6, you feel yourself slip away, just licking away at my boot. You feel yourself becoming my boot slave, and that feels good too. You just keep licking my boot, and let me do the thinking for you. 7, your mind is closing up. There is only now. You can't even think of your own name. It doesn't matter. You are boot slave. It makes you feel good just to hear yourself called that. Boot slave. So turned on. You love licking Ms. Dominica's boot. Boot slave. That is your name. 8. Your mind is almost shut down. You have no thoughts of your own. Just the thoughts I put into your mind. You don't care. All you care about is licking my boot, getting more of my drug. 9, you feel nothing but my boot against your tongue. You see nothing but my boot in front of you. You taste nothing but the leather and the slight sweetness of my mind-controlled drug. You smell nothing but the scent of my boot's leather. You hear nothing but the sound of your licking in my voice. 10, your existence has been simplified to licking my boot. Just keep licking. I'll do the thinking for you. Just enjoy yourself. You don't even have to pay attention to what I say. It is inside of you. And you will hear every word. Just keep licking my boobs.
Lick my boobs. Kiss, lick.
You feel an additional warmth as you lick my boot. There is a void inside of you that is being filled. You feel like you have been empty, but you are now being filled. You feel like you have been empty, but you are being filled. You feel like you have been empty, but you are being filled. You continue to lick my boot, but your eye glances towards me. But what you see is light. The light is so bright that you must look away. You feel power flowing out of me and into you. You feel the light coming out of me. If you continue to lick my boot, it is warming, strengthening. But if you look at me, it is too much. You need to look back at the boot. You realize that there is a void in you, and it needs to be filled with my light. I am the light. You are the void. I am the light. You are the void. I am the light. You are the void. This puts waves of pleasure through you. You are fully under my mind control drug now. You can only say the truth. Anything you say will be the truth. And when you say the truth, you will feel a wave of pleasure going through you. You can only say the truth. Anything you say will be the truth. And when you say the truth, you will feel a wave of pleasure going through you. You can only say the truth. Anything you say will be the truth. And when you say the truth, you will feel a wave of pleasure going through you. You are nothing. Dominica is everything. You are nothing. Dominica is everything. You are nothing. Dominica is everything. Say it. I am nothing. Dominica is everything. Very good. And you said it, so you know it's true. Now, every time I say you must obey Dominica, you will reply automatically, I must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. Very good, slave. You must obey Dominica. Very good, slave. Now you will stop licking my boots. You will try to look at me, but the light is still too bright. I am your goddess. I am the light that fills your void. What am I? Say it. Very good, slave. Now I want to do something very special for you. I want to give you a pair of boots of your own to wear. But before you wear them, you must take off your own clothes. You are on your hands and knees in front of me, head bowed down, staring at my boot. Your clothes come off very easily, as if someone is helping you. Your shirt, your pants, your underwear, your socks. You take the pair of boots and put them on your bare feet. They are brown boots, going just over your calf, and the heels are square. You put one on your left foot. As you slide it on, you realize it fits perfectly, and it feels so good. You have dreamed of being commanded by a strong woman to wear boots for her, and now you are wearing boots for a goddess, one who is the light filling your void. You put on your right boot, and it fits perfectly as well. But you notice something else. It does not feel like you are wearing boots. It feels like the boots are wearing you. The boots are wearing you, of course. You feel the control going from your feet. It flows up your legs, into your body, and down your arms, trickling into your brain, because these are my boots. And you are a slave to my boots. You are my boot slave. You are my boot slave. You are my boot slave. What are you? Say it. Very good, boot slave. You feel so good. Being filled with the light, being controlled, being a boot slave. And whenever I, and only I, call you boot slave, you will return to this state only 100 times deeper. Isn't that right, boot slave? Say yes, mistress. Very good, boot slave. Now you need to be marked. You feel yourself getting flat on the floor, face down. You feel the toe of my boot against your ass and feel a sharp pain. But you are my boot slave. Feeling my boot against your ass makes you feel complete. And although you cannot see it, you know exactly what has happened. I have stamped my mark into your ass, and you know what it says. It says, Ms. Dominica's boot slave. Even if no one can see it, my mark is forever on your ass. You are Miss Dominica's boot slave. You have always dreamed of being a boot slave, and now you are a boot slave, and you love it. You have dreamed of worshiping a boot goddess, and you have found one, me, Miss Dominica. I am your goddess. Who is your goddess? Say it. Very good, boot slave. Now you feel yourself getting on your knees. You are looking down at my boots, but you can see the light coming from me. You can feel the light coming from me. You cannot look at me directly because my light is too strong. You feel something being attached to your waist. You look down and see that a steel belt has been attached to your waist, going around your crotch. It's a chastity belt, and only I have the key. Even when you wake up, you will be wearing this. I will decide when it is opened and when it is locked. Now I want you to get on your belly. You go down and feel your hands tied behind your back. You're lying on the floor on a white carpet. You are still lying on the floor face down. You look up a little, and you see me sitting in my chair. My booted foot is inviting in front of you. There's a couch next to me. A man is watching curiously from the couch, but you will ignore him. Crawl to me, boot slave. Crawl to me and lick my boots. You must obey Dominica. And obedience and desire fill you. You want nothing more than to lick my boots. So you crawl forward a little bit at a time until your mouth can reach my boots. And then you start licking greedily because you are now my boot slave forever. And when I count to five, you will be awake, but you will want more. You will want the feeling of serving a Boot Goddess. You will listen to this MP3 again and again, and you will visit my site and join my group and buy more MP3s. You will need to hear my voice again and again. You will need to read my words again and again. You will crave to obey Dominica again and again and again. One. The scene in front of you is starting to fade away. You are no longer feeling my boots on your tongue as strongly. The scent of the boots is getting faint. Two, you are waking up. You feel yourself back where you started, while the scene you were in continues to fade away. Three, the scene is gone. You are back where you were, sitting in your chair or lying down. Four, your eyes are opening. You are almost awake. Five, wide awake. You must obey Dominica, boot slave.